Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. I know it has been a while, but I wanted to just update you on what life has been like since Lent, since I took my 40-day sabbatical from social media, and just, update you guys on what's going on and why I haven't been podcasting and just share a little bit about what God has been shifting me to. So yeah, get ready. Hopefully, if you feel like you are in a season where God is calling you in a new direction, or you sense that he's calling you to shift, I just pray that this would encourage you to move with God and trust his guidance. All right, let's dive in. Hey, friend. Welcome to Beyond the Booze. I'm your host, Victoria Plummer, daughter of the Most High, wife, boy mom, and multi-passionate entrepreneur. I know that you are sick of wallowing in shame after another night of binge drinking. I know that you want to quit, but you can't imagine a life without alcohol. My mission is to set you free from the lies, fears, and habits that are keeping you stuck in a toxic relationship with alcohol. In this podcast, you'll learn about spiritual growth, personal development, healthy lifestyle habits, and recovery education so that you can start living a life you love. If you're ready to take your power back, grow in your faith, and live a more purposeful life, you are in the right place. Whip up your favorite mocktail. Let's do this. Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. First off, I just want to start out by apologizing for anyone who subscribed to my email newsletter. I sent out like 2 emails within the first 2 weeks, you know, when Lent began, and then I pretty much fell off, and I'll explain why, but I did want to apologize because I really dropped the ball there with my email marketing. And my weekly email newsletters that I was planning on doing. And I, you know, I wanted to apologize as well for just kind of like ghosting on the podcast. I hadn't updated any new podcast since my last one, which was in March, and it's now April 12th when I'm recording this. But yeah, I want to explain what happened as well. So, I think I had gotten COVID, and I may have sent that out in an email newsletter, but I got COVID like the week of my husband's birthday. So it was like February 20th, and it hit me so hard. Oh my gosh. I was like so tired, but, so I had COVID, and then, so that kind of knocked me out, but lo and behold, I was also pregnant. So thank God I didn't have any like nausea, but I am 14 weeks pregnant right now, and praise God. If you were part of the Devoted and Dry January Challenge in the Facebook group, you may have overheard me saying that I had had a miscarriage at the very end of December, like over New Year's Eve weekend. That's kind of when it happened. And so, yeah, I was like recovering from that, but I think it happens for a lot of folks where you end up, the miscarriage almost prepares your womb for pregnancy. So I did get pregnant again right away, like a couple weeks after the miscarriage. And yeah, so I'm 14 weeks pregnant now. So that's my explanation for why I really dropped the ball, because if you didn't know, I basically had like a nap time hustle. So when my son would nap, or when he would go to Mother's Day out, which was twice a week, that's when I would work on my business, on the podcast, all those things. And yeah, I was just so tired. I had like major pregnancy fatigue, no nausea, but the fatigue just, it was like on top of the COVID, there was like pregnancy fatigue. And so like I was napping for like 2 hours, like every day while my son napped, I would nap too. I was so tired. So really all the energy I had left, I was pouring into my Vibrant and Free wellness coaching program, which just ended at the end of March. All my clients finished the program at the end of March, and that was wonderful. Loved the program. I felt like it really, it was a success in my eyes, and had a lot of breakthroughs with my clients, and just really, really loved that. And so besides, besides working with my clients, the other priority I had was I was in this life coaching program. It was like a Christian life coaching program. I was already certified as a life coach, but it's always good to, like, you know, sharpen your skills and learn new skills. And so I had joined a Christian life coaching program, which was like a live program. It wasn't like an online, watch at your own leisure. It was, you know, every other week for 2 hours a day, kind of training and then plus homework. We did like coaching circles, which was so powerful, just with Holy Spirit, you know, being in the coaching circle. It was basically where me and two other coaches coached each other, and we gave each other feedback on our coaching, which was so great, so great. But, it really just reminded me how much I love coaching. But yeah, so basically that's where my energy was going. You know, when I wasn't napping, I was doing those things. I was, you know, of course I'm taking care of my son, who is going to be 3 in May, you know, taking care of our house, like all those responsibilities I have. So yeah, hope you understand what was going on, but that was the main thing that was going on, is I was like dealing with some major pregnancy fatigue, and now I'm in the second trimester, so my energy's kind of coming back. But yeah, the other update that I wanted to share was, you know, I think in my podcast about like why I was leaving Instagram for Lent, you know, I talked about a lot how I don't know if I mentioned this, but I really felt like God was like shifting me and shifting the podcast and shifting my direction. And I just, you know, I had this feeling and I wasn't really sure. So I was, you know, looking forward to, you know, having less distractions so I could really hear from God during Lent and, you know, gain clarity on where He was guiding me to go, because again, you don't want to be going full speed in the wrong direction, right? Like, it's like God will get you where you're supposed to be, but it might take a lot longer, right? It's like the Israelites in the desert, you know, they're roaming around for 40 years or whatever when they could have been at the promised land if they had just been obedient to God and listened to Him, right? And done what He said. So all that to say, I really felt God calling me. And He's slowly been shifting me. He's so gracious, because, you know, so much of my identity has been wrapped up in like being a wellness coach or being a fitness coach, being a coach in general. Like, it's been wrapped up in entrepreneurship. And slowly God has been calling me to actually lay down my business. And I think, you know, I know why, because He, you know, obviously to focus on Him and to focus on motherhood. You know, I really want to be intentional about just the way that I'm raising my son, you know, instilling godly values into him. And I have the intention of homeschooling, Lord willing, because I just, you know, that's kind of where I feel led, you know, and especially with all the school shootings. I mean, it's just awful, you know, and so many other reasons, right? Like, anyways, that's a whole nother tangent, but that's a big reason, is just shifting to focus on motherhood, focusing on, yeah, you know, stewarding my home, my marriage, and all those things really, you know, they take a lot of time. And all the other time that I did have, I was dedicating to, you know, business, and it really didn't leave a lot of time for anything else, you know? So I feel like this is just, what God has been guiding me to. So So yeah, I won't be launching any coaching programs in anytime soon, unless that's what God leads me to. You know, that's, I try to follow his lead. But that is one of the big things, is that God was calling me to lay down my business. And it wasn't, I kind of had felt this shift for a while. So it wasn't just like some quick, you know, feeling, or it wasn't like me even just being led by my feelings. Like, it was, you know, God gently guiding me that direction. And besides that, I also consulted with like wise counsel, you know, and it really was confirmed. And besides that, I also prayed for several days to confirm that was what God was calling me to do. So if you're taking anything from this, if you feel like God is calling you to do anything, whether it's letting go of alcohol, whether it's like leaving your job, leaving a person, really seek him, for several days. Like, give him time to really minister to your spirit and give you clarity on what you should do, because he will, you know. So yeah, those are some major things that I wanted to share with you. And so you might be thinking like, okay, so what now? So yeah, I do feel like God is shifting me in the podcast realm. I'm not really sure like what's going to happen with this podcast. Like, I have a sense that, you know, I'll be like changing the name, changing the focus of the program, or I'm sorry, the focus of the podcast. And yeah, like, I feel like that would be the direction, that maybe it'd be more of a faith-based podcast rather than a sobriety-focused podcast. Obviously, faith is a big component of this podcast. But yeah, you know, specifically, he's called me to lay down my business. With the podcast, I'm not really sure. I am going to leave the Facebook group up because, you know, I want people to be able to, you know, communicate with other Christians who are on the path of sobriety and encourage each other there. And of course, stay in contact with you guys. But yeah, let me see. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Yeah, well, I feel like that's kind of it. Those are the updates I wanted to share. You know, I feel like since I got off of social media, like, social media was a hard one to like leave. I usually give up social media for Lent. That just has been something that I've tend to give up. But this time, like, even on Sundays, I didn't log on, which that's what I used to do, is like I would log on Sunday, because, you know, technically with Lent, you don't have to, you know, the Sunday doesn't count. It's like the day of rest. So you don't have to do whatever it is you gave up for Lent on Sunday. And for some people that might sound like cheating, but that was what I did in the past. But this year, I didn't log on to social media at all. And then once Lent was over, I still really didn't even want to log on. I just really enjoyed, you know, being present and, you know, like not having any other voices in my ears. You know, I feel like it really helped me unhook from like the world, you know, and what the world was preaching, which, you know, there's so many different things, right? Like, so it really helped me just to be disconnected from social media. And I still am not really like present on there. Like, I haven't downloaded it on my phone. I've just got on my computer. And for anyone else who's, you know, gotten off social media for Lent, shout out to you. But it's definitely a good thing to think about boundaries with it. And one of my coaches, you know, kind of helped me by asking me, like, what is your boundaries going to be with social media? And, you know, I had kind of decided that, like, I would only get on my computer or only get on once a week. I mean, if I wanted to, I could get on my phone once a week, but that was kind of like the boundary. And that's kind of what I've done, is I really just got on my computer, and I really don't scroll much, because it just kind of gives me a little bit of anxiety. Like, there's just like so much information coming in, and you know, so much of it's advertising now, and it's just like, you know, don't really want to see all that. So yeah, I don't know. It's been a good thing, I feel like, for me to really disconnect and kind of like disconnect from the system of the world. But yeah, besides that, I've been helping a friend who is also a coach, but she is a prophet, and she really does have a gift. Like, she really has like, she's able to hear from God, and really she's in tune with with the Holy Spirit. So I've been helping her with her business. So that's kind of something I've been doing on the side, just not for any income, but just like as a service, because I do have so much experience that I've gained from being a coach for so long and for running my business for so long. So it's kind of cool just to be able to help someone else who is, you know, doing something that I believe in, who's, you know, trying to help. She's a Christian, obviously, and she's, you know, trying to help other people grow spiritually. So yeah. And, you know, I've worked with her personally, and she's really helped me like heal from some things that, you know, like all the therapy, all the self-help like hasn't helped me heal from. So, yeah, definitely really believe in what she's doing, and Lord willing, I'll have her on the podcast one day. But yeah, I just wanted to update you all on, you know, just what I've been up to. I've been pregnant. I've been focused on God. I've been, you know, yeah, working with my clients. But now God has called me to lay my business down. And so that is what I'm doing. Laying it down to follow Him and to be intentional with the gifts and the blessings He's already given me, which is, you know, my family. And yeah, I think it's a good thing. I think God's like, this is a blessing. Even though I love, you know, coaching and I love like business, I really feel like it's a blessing to give me a break, and to just allow me to like, you know, enjoy this time of like my pregnancy and still just being having my one child. And then once we have two, yeah, it's going to be different, right? It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. But I feel like, yeah, God's just gracious and He knows what He's doing. So just know that. Try to remember whatever He's guiding you to, that His plans are higher than our plans. Like, He sees things differently. And also, when you lay down like your plans and what you think you should be doing, like, that's when you're able to really align with what He's calling you to do. Like, by laying it down, you have the availability to step into whatever He's calling you to. So I hope that encourages you. And again, I'm going to leave the Facebook group up. The podcast will still be here for you to go back and listen to different episodes. You can still email me. I'll leave my email address in the show notes. Always love to hear from you. So feel free to email me if you want to chat, because I'm not on social media very often. So just old school email me, and I'd be happy to chat with you. And besides that, you'll hear from me whenever God is calling me to speak. So yeah, thank you all for listening. Thank you for being patient with me while I've been absent. And I just pray for God's blessing over you and your family, and for His protection from the schemes of the enemy, and just that you would receive clarity in whatever God is calling you to do. All right. Love you guys, and I hope you have a great day. I will chat with you in the future, Lord willing. All right. Bye for now.